Hello, and welcome to our first gathering of 2026. And if you read the emails, well, not tonight. How embarrassing. I have the title of it right, but in the body of it, I didn't pick up that it said full moon or something like that. But they're all going to be just one name now, very generic, because the energies have shifted and the energies are shifting. So when we understand what we're stepping into in this new energy, it will make sense why I picked this as the new name. And it just, corresponds to our opportunity or ability as creators. So the new name for the community at the moment is I Am the Divine. And the reason that I picked that is because it's really time to remind ourselves that we are creators. We are the creators of our destiny. And it's important for us to anchor in that information on a conscious level, because the changes that we're going to be undergoing these next couple of months as we move into especially April, as we move into April, because by the time we get to April, all but one planet will have anchored in new signs, and it's a big deal. We're literally transcending, clearing 12,000 years worth of repression, worth of repressed energy, right? And so we have to keep in mind that now more than ever, because I've been talking about the collapse of the outer reality for years and years and years, and we're actually seeing it happen, right? And people don't understand what's going on because they're in their head about it. They're in their head about it. They're trying to make sense of something that there is no making sense of it, because its purpose is to collapse the reality and have us all thinking in a different way. And, Joe's brother's been here for almost a week now. He leaves on Saturday. And just before we got on this call, he was sitting here with me and we were talking because he's going through some things that, require him to really be anchored into this new energy and commit himself to a different way of working with what's presenting. And as I was explaining this to him, I said, if you think about the outer reality, if you think about the energies that are on the outside of wherever we are sitting right now, right? They're outside. We're not engaged in them because we're here in our, divine dwelling, whatever that is for us, right? But if you think about it, and spirit creator was giving me a vision as I was explaining this to him. So I'm saying, how can I give him a visual experience of what this is that's taking place? Because it on many levels, it doesn't really even make sense. And then I saw this really the perfect picture in my head that he would understand. And I said, you ever burn a log in a fireplace? And then that log has burned out completely. And you're a little baffled because when you look at the burned out log in the fireplace, it looks like the log is still whole. And so you go to the fireplace and you're looking at this log and you're thinking to yourself, wow, how come that log didn't both burn fully, right? And then you go pick up your poker, right, for the fireplace to poke the log, to stoke the fire, whatever. And you, as you poke that log, it disintegrates and falls apart. That log is representative of this outer reality that we're sitting in. Like, this is the moment that I have been talking about since we started this community back in 2020 or 2021. This is it. This is the energy, right? It looks like there's still structure and form. But at the end of the day, if we poke the log, it would all disintegrate because there's nothing holding it to that form. It's the illusion because the energy is so dense, like with the log that looked like it didn't burn, It was still in its fullness, and we're looking at it going, how come it didn't burn all the way through? And then we poke it, and it turns to dust and ashes. It's the same thing as the outer reality. The outer reality is being experienced in this way. And so the density of it is what's carrying it on and making it feel like it's taking forever to unravel and unwind. And it's one of the reasons that all of these years that we've been together, we've practiced looking away. Because now is the moment where it really counts. Now is the time where we are going to put ourselves to the test and be our own taskmaster for the idea of not creating through the density of this distorted, crumbling, chaotic energy that is not sustainable in any way. And if we're using that to create something, we're going to fail. The creation is going to fail. It doesn't have the fullness to it to be used in that creation. Instead, we have to anchor to the new energy at hand, the new energy that's coming in, right? And so, as with anything else, when something is about to expire, it gets louder, right? It goes into a roar and then it fades, right? Think about the phoenix setting itself on fire, and it goes up into this incredible flame, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's done. And now it has to go through its rebirth to become another phoenix. It's shedding the layers of itself. So that's what we're seeing in the outer reality as it starts to unfold and unwind. The chaos is going to sound loud. It's going to look ugly. It's going to be questionable. But it needs to happen because there's no other way for us to get to the next level, to get to that next path that is so much greener, is so much better, is so much lighter. We have to walk through a little bit of fire to get there. But when we know that we're doing that, it's like a firewalker. When we know that we're doing that, when we know that the briquettes are going to be hot, we can prepare ourselves mentally and say, okay, my feet are not going to burn, nothing is going to burn, I'm going to be unscathed, and I'm going to walk through this, and I'm going to walk through it from the highest place within me. So, in this energy that we're experiencing, it's the right and perfect time for us to go inward, for us to look to our own selves to become the source of what it is that we're needing, right? That inner being, that inner state, so that we're not trying to figure it out. We're not trying to assess what's taking place out there. We're not trying to assess if we're safe in that chaotic rumble that we're seeing, because there is no such thing. We're all safe in our divine state. That's just an outer reality that has to come down. So when we go within, we're tapping into our most authentic self. We're tapping into the divine spark that is us. And when we do that, we can gain clarity and perspective. And I would say, if you've been tuning to the energy of what's coming or what's to come in this year of 2026, you might have felt called to buy a journal and start journaling and start to get some kind of creativity going. Or maybe you're buying, some kind of a art pad or something to write on, or maybe you've had these visions of like some kind of a new card deck, or getting a coloring book and getting some crayons and coloring, or taking up sound healing, right? Something that's moving energy and anchoring more into creation. We don't want to go back to where we've been, right? In other words, for me, it would never feel right for me to go backwards and revisit something I've already done. It just doesn't feel aligned for me to do that. It feels aligned for me to move forward. It feels aligned for me to allow myself to experience new adventures in all new ways. and be mindful about what it is that I am engaging in or creating, right? Because we want to be in creator energy and we want to be able to express ourselves in the highest way in that energy. And because of the nature of the energy that we're heading into as these planets make their moves and everything starts to change, it might feel more palpable than it's ever felt before. It might feel more real. It might feel bigger. It might feel, intimidating, right? And that's because the energy for creation is so much higher right now. So if we're dipping at all into a lesser creative state or lesser creative thoughts, we're trying to anchor where we came from. We're trying to create where we came from. We cannot do that anymore. Everything that we try to go back to is not going to be successful because it can't. It can't be sustained anymore. These energies are calling for renewal. They're calling for transformation. They're calling for the energy of the phoenix. Think about the fire horse energy that's going to be anchoring soon, right? Not right now, because it's not time yet, because that energy doesn't get to anchor, I think, until sometime in February. But when it does, it's going to be expressed through us in a very, very big way. Because one thing that's important to remember right now is the energy that we're all living and experiencing is about to change. It's about to go from earth water, which is very dense, very viscous, very emotional, right? Very confusing sometimes, lacking clarity, especially if we're under the water and we're not above it. And can make us feel like we're stuck, right? That earth energy made us feel stuck. But now we don't have that. We're heading into this new energy. The mind is going to be activated in all new ways to higher levels of consciousness that are going to come in, that are going to be speaking to us through different pathways, right? Through music, through just sitting and maybe gazing into nature. I think it was last week, Loretta and I were talking, and I was like, you know what's happening is every time I look out the window, like, and I'm just sitting for meditation, it's first thing in the morning, and I'm just, and don't get me wrong, okay? I'm not talking like I'm sitting in Om in lotus position and I'm meditating. I'm not talking that. I'm talking where I am breathing and relaxing and noticing my body. And years ago I knew a woman who was a occupational therapist and a yoga teacher, and she said to me all the time, she was like, Maria, if there's one thing I have to tell you every time I see you is stop wearing your shoulders like they're your earrings, because my shoulders used to be up here all the time, and I always wondered why my shoulders hurt, why my back hurts and everything. So over the years, and I'm not talking like a year, 2 years. I'm going back to when I had an office in Bellport Village, which was back in the early 2000s. And I would hear her in my head all the time and say, your shoulders are up again. You're wearing them like earrings, right? And that stuck with me. So what do you think I'm doing when I'm sitting on the sofa and I'm doing my little breathing exercise, right? Just breathing in, holding it, then breathing out. Holding it, breathing in, holding it right. And I'm just doing this naturally and gently, and I'm checking with my body. And I feel like my shoulder's up, and I'm like, oh, that shoulder is up. Okay. I'm bringing the shoulders down. I then breathe in and relax. The next breath comes in and it just relaxes the body, right? But this is requiring some attention to what is and attention to what it is that I need, because oftentimes we're not present for what it is that we're needing, was we're trying to serve everybody else, especially if anybody's a healer here. You know what I'm talking about. We're always worrying about somebody else, right? But now it's important for us to worry about us. So It's time to do a check-in and be like, okay, so what needs to be manifested in this moment? What is it that is my heart's desire? We've talked about desire so many times. If you don't know what that is, really sit with yourself and say, what is it that I really want? Because if you're confused, guess what? Your universe is confused. Your universe doesn't know what the heck you want because you don't know what you want, right? Like when I really got clear and I was like, oh, herbal business. How do I see myself? I see myself living on a homestead. And then I heard a voice ask, well, how many acres would that be? And I was like, oh, well, let's give it 5 acres, right? And let's do the homestead thing. And it's 5 acres. And I've always wanted chickens. I always wanted chickens, fresh eggs and chickens and sourdough bread. And I couldn't get the sourdough in Stony Brook going to save my life, right? It's just not going, just not going. And you could ask Loretta, she knew back then. I was researching everything. I was up everybody's ass looking for the how-to on the sourdough stuff, right? Couldn't get it going. Not a lick of it, right? I wasn't manifesting enough. I wasn't passionate enough about it. And it wasn't going anywhere. I'm here pretty much in the same winter temperature that I lived in New York, right? Because right now it's a very cool and balmy 36 degrees outside, right? And you know what? My starters have no problem. It might take them longer to peak, but they're not having a problem peaking at all. And I'm making sourdough bread after sourdough bread. I'm making at least one a week, right? What's the difference? The difference is here I have the desire to do this, right? There's something that changed. I feel my fullness, right? Where do you need to feel your fullness? What does that even look like? Do we even know, right? So, getting back to the journaling, here I am every night. Thank you, universe, for bringing me a 5-acre homestead. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. And then, months into that, it hit me, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be saying that. I should be saying, I am happy. I am happy living on this homestead, right? Calling it in, manifesting in the highest way possible. And then here I am. I'm on a 5-acre homestead with chickens and I'm making sourdough bread, living my best life, right? Is everything in its perfection? No, but that's the beauty of life, right? We figure it out as we go. Something comes up, and then we're like, ah, I got to tackle this. All right, here I go. They'll figure it out as I go, right? What's the one thing we can't do? Get into the chaos of it, right? See it as overwhelming because it's not. It's just a challenge that's being presented. And the universe wants to know, what can you do with this? What's going to get you to your next level up? Because maybe you've hit your plateau right now. At this level where you are, and you're not going any higher because you need to level up in some way. And the universe is like, well, we've been waiting the last 6 months for you to level up. So, all right, we're going to give you this little challenge to deal with. And that's going to help you level up because anytime we come up against a challenge, it's always an opportunity for us to grow through it and go into the next state, right? So, what needs to be made manifest in our life and our reality? Well, I knew this year was going to be a year of journaling for me because I feel like I really need to get deeper with who I am, get in there deeper, right? If I want to do more art, I have to set that up as a priority in my life. I have to make that a goal. Can't be a hobby anymore. I've got to make that a priority and give it some attention. And maybe because I get so confused about what it is I want to do because I want to do everything. I need to start writing out some kind of list of inventory. Hey, I have to finish that painting of the girl with the bird while I start this painting of the lion and the fairy. Right? And then I have balance because I'm making a completion of something that I started that I fell away from for whatever reason. And now I'm bringing in something new. The energies are balanced. We're balanced going forward. Because we don't want to create under these old energies. Although, because of this new moon in Capricorn that's happening on the 18th, we're in no turning back energy. And this energy is actually asking us to plant these seeds. Right now is the perfect time. Plant the seeds. Sow the seeds into the ground. What is it that you want to see? What is it that you want to experience? You want to experience something that's going to be a catalyst for better health, let's start journaling about that. Let's start writing that in as if that's claimed in. And this was just a shocker to zing you, to scare you, to get you moving in a new direction with your thoughts. You want a new house, you want a new place to live. Let's get that going. Let's write that down. But we're not writing it down as if it hasn't happened yet or hasn't come in, because that's not giving desire to the universe. That's not giving an idea or a picture. We don't have to know everything. You don't have to know what your kitchen looks like or your bedroom looks like or your yard looks like, but we have to anchor that feeling of what it's going to feel like when we finally get there. How good that's going to feel, how it makes us feel, right? How cooking in my kitchen, how having sourdough in my kitchen makes me feel. If it's a new business, stop sitting on it. Write it down. How would it make you feel to be in that business? What's that going to look like? What do you need to get there? Do you need an office? If you do, what kind of office space? I have this office that's just amazing. There's plenty of parking. People love coming here. Feels so easy. The energy is so light and fluffy. Or maybe you work from home. I work from home. It gives me an opportunity to take care of my little ones. Everything is great for me, right? Whatever it is, you're writing as if it's already happened because that's the energy that we're in. We cannot manifest something that we don't have a desire for because the universe is just as confused as we are. Everything is energy, right? So this is the energy that gets us to that next step. So this is going to show you where you might need more structure, where you might need more focus, where you might need some discipline, because we have planets out there, Saturn being one of them, that like structure. It likes focus, it likes discipline. So I have a journal for that. I got some cool, fun stickers so that when I write in my journal, I can put some cool, fun stickers in there, make it fun, make it exciting, so that it reminds me to go back and journal whenever I have something I need to share with myself. And what is that going to do? That's going to keep the energy going. That's going to create momentum, right? We don't have to do anything expensive. We're going to create this energy. We're going to create momentum. We're going to be forward motion. We're going to be in movement. We're going to be aligning our heart's desire with the universe that is asking us to sow the seeds. Right? But if we're out there fooling ourselves and we think that we need to go here or we need to be this, or we need to dress this way, or we need to get on social media and talk about something, or whatever, it's going to take longer. I'm not saying don't do that, but I'm just saying it is going to take you a lot longer, okay? Because none of that stuff is important, right? None of that stuff is important. It's not the stuff that moves the energy, that moves the mountains, that makes the reality happen. It just isn't. And there's a lot of people that are stuck on that because they don't understand how energy works, how every word out of our mouth is a creation code, right? It's a code for creation, everything we speak. So it's important for us to speak the thoughts, the ideas, the desires that we want to see happen. Even if we feel like nobody else is listening to us, it doesn't really matter. Because we're speaking to the universe, we're speaking to the creator, we're speaking to the designer. I don't care what you call it, source, creator, spirit, the universe, God, Yeshua, whatever, right? Doesn't really matter. You're talking to the power of creation, and you should be speaking to that power of creation every single day. And when you get up in the morning, the first thing I do now with my newfound awareness that just popped in not too long ago, right? Like a couple of weeks back, is thank you for this day. I don't know what I'm going to be creating yet, but I know that I'm going to be in the flow of being in the flow of being a good receiver to what is. And let's see what that looks like because I don't have a plan, but I'm going to let it come in. And then at night, whatever transpired during my day, I'm going to look back at that and be like, I'm reflecting back. without judgment. I'm not going to say I could have done that better, I could have said that better, I could be whatever, right? It's not about that because everything happens exactly as it's meant to happen through the idea of destiny, karma, fate, right? All of that stuff brings us to where we are now in our reality. Now, no regrets on anything, right? Keeps us elevated, keeps us ascending higher. So all of these planetary actions that are now moving forward, not in water and earth signs anymore, but moving into fire and air. Air is electric, it's electricity, it's our thoughts. Fire is action. We're not going to be able to not put to action something that we are desiring, whether it's good or it's bad. And this is where we have to pay attention because fire and air together are actions in motion, right? It's actions moving into a something. It's higher thinking. It's forward momentum. And we have to pay attention to where we are with our thoughts every day. Okay. So what does this mean for us? It means greater opportunity for creation. It means things can get created much faster than a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, a couple of years ago, because we're leaving behind this denser, heavier energy, and it's going to feel lighter and it's going to feel free. We have to notice that. We have to take that in, right? So these energies will feel lighter and faster and activate more of heart consciousness. I'd be lying if I was saying to you that, over the past couple of months, I wasn't being activated in the heart center, that my heart was sometimes racing here, racing there, and then it would come back into its balance and come back into center. And I would think, do I need to go to the doctor? Does it feel like that? You know me, I always do the check-in. No, just recalibrating. We're just recalibrating the physical here, just recalibrating, right? And then I think to myself, okay, well, don't muck this up because it's you, right? Like, I want to make sure that I'm not saying one thing and doing something else, right? Like, I'm not ready to go yet, right? Like, we're claiming in this is our divine right, our will, whatever. And it's very freeing when we take responsibility for ourselves and we look at the energy that we're creating through. We're looking at the energy that we're harnessing in our body, right? So this is very heart-based energy. And it's probably going to feel uncomfortable for most of us. But what it's doing is it's creating pathways. It's expanding that sacred heart center, right? That torus that's around the heart center, so that we can be more expansive. We can be more connected. We can be more tuned in because that's where our connection is. Our connection is not here. We're not hearing the creator, source, God, whatever, here in our head. We're hearing it here in the heart center, which is the portal to the divine, right? So in this energy, we have to let go of all self-imposed limitations or the limitations we thought were imposed on us, right? Like that old glass ceiling for women. We can't get higher than this, right? It's not possible for women to make more money than this, right? That was a story that was in the field, and some of us ran with that. I know myself. I thought, why are the men able to get promotion so quickly in this corporate world? And I can't, no matter what I do, right? And now I look back and I laugh because I'm like, oh, it's playing right into the game that was keeping me stuck and creating my own pain. Right. So we don't want to do that. We want to let go of the limitations. We want to stop waiting for this to happen or that to happen because there is no such thing. It's all now. Right. So it's again important to have a really strong understanding that everything that is happening or everything that we're desiring to happen is going to happen from within us and not on the outside, not on the outer reality. Okay. And it won't make sense on the outside. It just won't make sense on the outside. It only makes sense on the inside. So when we really take ownership of it, it'll start making sense to us. And we have to listen to those stronger, deeper moments where, the energies are wanting us to realign ourselves with something so that something can manifest for us in our reality. Because that's how it works. Okay. So let go of the outside because it has no relevance at this moment in time. It just looks chaotic, feels chaotic, sounds chaotic. Let it be chaotic. It's not something we want to play in. You have to remember something. The collective experience out there is what's driving that energy to be the way it is. Don't put your energy there. Let it be there. Okay. Unless you feel so strongly that you have to do that, I'd suggest not. Okay. Because we need to be really clear for what it is that we're needing to create. When we're clear, we hold such a state of knowing that we just know deep in our heart, we just know something, right? Like, I got a feeling probably like 2 months ago, very strongly. Very strongly, right? Maybe even a little bit longer than that, maybe back in November, that a move is coming for me. I don't know when. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know where. I don't know how, right? Don't know how that's going to look. But I feel it. It feels very strong. And so I said, you know what? When it starts to get momentum, it starts to build momentum, it's going to present. New little moments are going to show up for me where I'm going to see that the universe is trying to show me, give me a message, say, hey, you know what? A move might be coming for you. So, stay present, stay clear, right? So, I'm going to show you what that looks like. So, yesterday, I wrap up the garbage and take the garbage in a small box and head out to the front gate, which is a good clip from the house, right? And I walk all the way out to the gate, get to the gate, I'm about to go through the gate, and I look up and I stop short in my tracks. And I said, holy cow, somebody stole the dumpster, right? Ever since I've been here, Joe has had a dumpster right outside the gate that, the truck comes every 2 weeks, unloads the dumpster, puts the dumpster back, and then whatever, feed bags, or sometimes I've had a lot of boxes that I've had to throw in the dumpster. And, he gets stuff that's in boxes that gets thrown in the dumpster, and you fill it for a 2 week period, and then they come after 2 weeks and they empty it. But I stopped dead in my tracks and I was like, somebody stole the dumpster. So I came in the house and I thought to myself, well, I'm not going to bother texting Joe with that. Maybe Michael, no, because his brother's here for a visit. He leaves on Saturday and we've been doing some really deep work. He's been staying here and doing some really, really deep work. My coffee meetings first thing in the morning are with him, and then we wrap it up at night when he comes back from his uncle's house. And so he pulls in 5 minutes after I walk back to the house with the garbage, and now I'm just picking up some old garbage can that's flipped over, putting it in there, putting it in the garage, and just like, okay, whatever. So he pulls in, and I could see he looked a little, a little different. And I turn to him and I say, did you notice the garbage, the dumpster's missing? And he was like, I use it as a landmark to mark where the house is, like when I'm coming down the road. And he was like, where'd it go? I said, I don't know. I was going to ask you that. And he said, I'm going to text Joe. And I said, okay. Joe was just as confused as we were. So Joe's like, what do you mean the dumpster is missing? So Mike was like, the dumpster's not out front. So Joe had no idea. So he had to call the dumpster company. And they said to him, well, we decided that we're not servicing commercial accounts anymore. So we came and we picked up the dumpster, and you're going to have to find a new way to dispose of your garbage. So it was pretty funny to me because I was like, that's a sign, right? Something here has changed, shifted, and that's a clear sign. What is that a sign of? I don't need a dumpster anymore because I don't have a shit ton of garbage that I have to sort through and throw out in a dumpster, right? The insurmountable garbage that we feel like we deal with in life does not need a dumpster anymore because it's now reduced down because I've done so much work on myself that I'm just not going to have to throw things out in a dumpster. It's very, very symbolic, right? Of seeing where we're not creating so much distortion anymore. I don't need a big dumpster because I'm not creating that big distortion anymore. I just need a little garbage pail. And that's all I need for my distortion, right? Things have changed, it shifted. A move is coming, right? Like it's just showing me something is coming, something is happening. And so it's things like that when we see it and we understand the message or the meaning behind it, we could take that and be very, very excited about it, buy it, right? And so another little thing that popped up. And these are all very, very important because they're activating different parts of the codes. So, back in the middle of December, a girl who's an artist I follow in Italy, very talented, does the type of paintings I would love to aspire to do, right? Like very in that soul-oriented, soul kind of portrait type of thing and everything. And she had posted that she had, like, she creates her own jewelry. She created this unicorn pendant that had three stones, and I'm very connected to the stone tourmaline. I've never worked with blue or teal, but very connected to it. And there was Ethiopian opal also that I've never worked with before. And it just hit me. Like I saw this pendant, and I usually will never buy something online because I don't really like big jewelry. I have a hard time wearing big types of jewelry, chunky ch types of jewelry. But some this just was like, this is your thing. And I'm like, I send her a message. I'm like, how much is it? I want to buy it. And I was buying it for myself as a Christmas present, right? And so she messages me back and she said, I can't sell it to you because it's going into a show that I'm going to be doing on Facebook. Are you on Facebook? Because I'd be more than happy. I'm just going to bring you with me because I think Bella's at the door. So I'm going to just bring him with me. So I said, so she said, I'd be more than happy to give you access to the show on Facebook. And I said to her, I'm not on Facebook. That stinks. I was like, I'm not on Facebook, so I can't join the show. And I'm not gonna just join Facebook just so I could see the show. Not in a bad or derogatory way. It's just I'm not gonna create an account just to do that, then it's not meant to be, although I kept thinking about the necklace and I kept feeling like I was so connected to it. And then what happened was just before seeing that unicorn necklace, I was seeing unicorns popping up all over the place. Then I see the necklace and I'm thinking, this is aligned. I need to have it. I need to have the unicorn energy, right, with me, whatever. Felt like it was meant to be mine. And then she tells me, it's for the show. I can't just give it to you. You have to wait till the show and then you have to go into Facebook and whatever the consequences were. So I thanked her. I moved on from it. Didn't really think too much about it. And then my field was flooded with unicorns. Like I was seeing unicorn paintings, and every time I thought about painting a unicorn, another painting of a unicorn popped up in my feed on Instagram. Well, about 2 weeks ago, I get a message from this artist, and she says to me, hey, she said, I know you were like one of the first people that contacted me for the unicorn pendant, she said, "I just want you to know that I'd like 100 people reach out to me for the link for that Facebook show where I was showing the pendant that I was selling." And she said, "Not one of them showed up to buy it." She said, "That pendant is definitely meant for you." And I think it was the first time ever in my life I didn't ask how much it was. And so today, I don't know if you could see it. I'm going to take it off and show it to you because I want to share the magic of the unicorn with all of you. But for the first time ever in my life, I didn't ask how much it was. I didn't care because I felt like I was supposed to have this pendant. Let me see if I can. I don't know. Can you see that? Right. It doesn't come across that great, but there's two stones, like an opals and the tourmaline. And it was the first time ever that I felt like that was meant to be with me, right? This pendant belonged to me. And so it came so fast. It actually came a couple of days early because it said that it wasn't supposed to come for like another couple of days or another week or whatever, and I got it today, and I was so super excited by that. But anyway, to my point is when you are paying attention and you're working with your energy, you just know things and you just feel things and things start to line up with you. And I felt like I didn't care what you were saying, lady. I don't care if 100 people messaged you for that pendant. That pendant was talking to me and said it was belonging to me. And it came back to me. And that's the most amazing feeling in the world is when something speaks to you and then it comes back around to you, right? So the signs are lining up. Everything is getting clearer. And that is where we're headed. We just have to stay on point with what is happening in our reality, what is happening for us as we go through this transformation and we go through this rebirthing process. Because no matter what anybody says about the fire horse is symbolic and really matches the energy of the phoenix, as we're in a time of rebirthing. We're clearing 12,000 years. 12,000 years, the lead age of Pisces. We are clearing that heaviness, right? The drudgery, the repression, all of that energy, the abuse of power, all of that is getting cleared. Is it going to feel like it's completely cleared all at once? No, because we're coming from the lowest point. If this was the base, we've hit the rock bottom and now we're in the ascent back up again, right? Like we're coming up into the age of Aquarius, into the golden age, into the golden light. Okay. And that's why it's important for us to stay on point. Seeing things like something as simple as the dumpster, right? Kind of seems silly even, but the more I sat and I thought about it, and I was like, it just means that all of that crap that I was dealing with through all the karma I carried into this lifetime is reducing now, is shrinking now. I don't need that dumpster to carry that weight anymore. So symbolic. How was the universe going to let me know? What other way could it let me know? But it knew I would get that as a message. I would see it very clearly, right? So this is where we have to look at what is it that's aligned for me through this rebirthing process? Because this can be a really confusing time for us if we're trying to measure ourselves against everybody else out there or what somebody else is doing, right? And I mean, you know, I've talked about it before. Not to shame anybody or judge anybody, but we have established a cookie cutter role in social media community. Okay. And it's like a one mold fits all. When you go for, you know, any kind of business training or anything, they tell you this is what you have to do every day. You have to make sure you make a video. You have to make sure you do this. You have to make sure you do that. That's not the energy anymore. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And if, you know, we're a good doobie when we're sharing information on how to navigate. But when we're sharing on what type of work we're doing, or the type of work, or this is something you should be doing, or you know, the people with the money stuff out there, or the law of attraction stuff out there, that's like, oh, you tuned into my channel on January 14th. You know what that means for you? That means you are going to get an overload of abundance. This is your call to abundance. Tap the like button, comment, send this video to a friend, all of that stuff, right? What does that do? It moves them up in the algorithm, but it's not doing anything for you because it's a thought. It's this thought that this works. How does that abundance come? It comes through the feeling of abundance. We have to feel abundant and then we are abundant. You want to be a sharer of information? Share some information that's going to help somebody, right? That's going to make somebody think about their day or what they're doing. Don't share something about you, how wonderful you are, to make somebody fall in love with you, because that's not sharing information, right? That's along the lines of narcissism, right? If we're really sharing to uplift and support, we're giving supporting information. Here's how you can do this better, right? I don't want to be the only one that knows how to do this work. I want everybody to do it. So I'm going to give you the magic. I'm going to give you the codes. I'm going to give you the secrets to do this, right? How did I get here on this magical homestead? I'm telling you how I did it. Right, everybody can do this, and we can do it even faster now. It doesn't take as long. It took me a year and a half to get it right and get aligned with it. It's not going to take that long now because the energies are so much faster. We have air and fire, air of thoughts, electric, fast moving, right? And then Uranus is lining up with Gemini. Gemini is air, Uranus is electric. Air and electric, what a happy union. We're happy to be together. And boy, it makes things go fast, right? Because everything can be made manifest when we're in alignment with the energies, when we're in alignment with what is. So we're in this zero point rebirthing right now. Okay. And if you have ever felt called to something that you really, really have a desire for, whatever that is, let go of the how, the where, the when, the why, and the what. Because they teach us that in school so that we can stay stuck, because then we're constantly wondering, well, I wonder where it's going to come from. You know that, you know. $50,000, $100,000 that I need to put a down payment on the house. I wonder where that's coming from because, like, I don't have it in the bank. I wonder who's going to help me get that, or I wonder where that's going to come from, or I wonder if this is my, right? That's not our business. It's irrelevant. All we have to do is line up with that $50,000 that's waiting in the field. If you look at it from this perspective, right? Look around where you are right now. Take a look out into space where you are right now. You cannot see the energies, but you can see the result of the energies, which is everything that's made manifest. And I guarantee you, if each one of us sat inside each other's body, looking through each other's eyes, we would see the things that we're all looking at in slightly different ways. Because no two of us are going to see it exactly the same. Okay? So the reality that we create surrounds us. But that $50,000 that you want so desperately, the only thing stopping you from getting it is your belief that you're not deserving of it, right? Because maybe you have a cap that says, I'm not deserving of $50,000. Or maybe you want that $100,000 thing, but you have been making $60,000 or $70,000 for so long, it feels like $100,000 is really unattainable because My raise is only 2% now, and they're not giving bonuses, and I can't get that $100,000 at my job. It's just not feasible. So you've been trained, you've been downgraded to believe that you're not worthy of that $100,000, and that belief system that's sitting there is what's capping you and stopping you from getting the $100,000. Because at the end of the day, the universe, it doesn't really care the how, the when, the why, or what. What it cares about is it has $100,000 vibrationally right there for you. Are you going to match that vibration and then bring that $100,000 in to you? Are you going to match that vibration? Right? Debbie and I were having a conversation a couple of weeks back. I'm going to pick on you, Debbie, because this is so powerful. So when she was first young, starting out as her job as a therapist, a psychologist at the school that she worked for, she said, you know, she goes, I heard about the thing called the 401k and all this other stuff. And she goes, I didn't know anything about it, right? I didn't know anything about money. I didn't know anything about stocks or anything like that. She goes, I kind of just picked this and I picked that and I picked this. And so I picked what I felt right. Like it felt right. I picked it, right? And then she said to me the other day, she goes, who would have known I would have been in such a good position with myself because I made the right choices back then? Who would have known? But the one thing Debbie didn't do is go and ask 10,000 people and get 10,000 different opinions, because those 10,000 different opinions would have stopped her from picking the ones that felt most harmonized to her. That the universe just knew and said, yes, that's exactly the right one, because you're going to thank yourself in 30, 40 years when it pays off at the end, and you're in a position where it feels easy and it feels aligned, right? But when we don't realize that the universe is not based on words, we're going to be working so hard to manifest, and nothing is ever going to come to us, because it's a stream of emotion. It's a stream that ties the feels to that energy that we desire, to that abundance that we desire, right? You make a deposit in the bank. Do you know every time you make a deposit of money in the bank is using your money to fund themselves to make more money, right? Think about that. Now, the bank is not asking you, hey, you just deposited $1,000. Is it okay if we use your $1,000 to make us money? No, you're floating that. They don't care, right? But if you said, the bank is not doing me any favors with this 3% interest that I'm getting, I'm going to start to manifest the things that I desire. And you say, the one thing that I really want more than anything is I want my own house. I'm tired of living in somebody else's house, in an apartment, renting a house, or living with my parent or whatever, right? I want my own house. And you start focusing on having your own house. You have to stream what that feels like, what that would feel like. What does it feel like being in that house? Can you see it? Can you feel it? What does the kitchen look like? How does it feel when you're sitting in the living room? How does it feel when you're sleeping in your bedroom? How does it feel? Does it feel good? You should be writing in your journal how it feels. It feels amazing. It feels amazing to be in this house. And then you get out of the way. Because the one thing the universe doesn't care is where it comes from. And somebody out there that you don't even know might bring you information on your perfect match, right? I tell you guys a thousand times, Mike even said it to me today. I did not think I was coming to Florida. I was journaling about my 5-acre dream home with my chickens in Tennessee, Virginia, Pennsylvania. Loretta will tell you, Florida was never on my hit list. Never. I did not want to contend with the heat down here. Now I'm contending with the cold, but it was never on my hit list, right? I never thought Florida's the place I want to be. The universe had other ideas, and it said, hey, you're going to Florida because Florida's going to be good for you. And you know what? You're going to love it. You're going to end up loving it. But you got to get out of the way, because otherwise it's going to take longer to unfold for you. It's going to take longer to manifest your desire, right? So that's the energies that we're in now. Now, Pluto is going to be going into Aquarius, and it's going to be in Aquarius for the next 20 years. 20 years, Pluto in Aquarius, expansion, mind, right? More technology with AI. But that's going to change because people are catching on that it's not such a great thing. It's not such a great thing unless it's created in a good way and can be beneficial in its use, right? We don't want to create it to put people out of jobs because we're already doing that now with the self-checkouts. And guess what? We're not getting paid a salary to self-check ourselves out. We're not claiming health benefits through that store, right? We're not getting any benefit from it except we're saving them money on hiring cashiers. That's pretty much it. So that's going to evolve in the next 20 years. Then we have Neptune and Saturn going into the sign of Aries in February. That's going to be a couple of years in the making. Uranus goes into Gemini in April. Things are going to feel very, very fast when that happens. That's a couple of years in the making. It just came out of Taurus. Taurus energy is very dense, it's very heavy. It could feel like we're in a quagmire of quicksand, right? And then we have Jupiter going into Leo. And Leo is going to use Jupiter because it wants to shine. It likes being the center of attention. And that's in July. So we're going to feel a big push. And guess what? Leo is another fire sign, right? So all fire and air, fire and air, right? This is where we're going. It's going to be fast and it's going to be furious. And if it's something that you want to do, start putting that into action in your thoughts, right? Bring it into your feelings. Feel into it so that you can line up with it. And you could be like the Phoenix energy or the Fire Horse energy, because this is going to be a time of big transitions for us, for all of us, right? Not just one person, but for all of us. And so with this energy, it could feel very uncomfortable. It could feel like we're stepping into unknown territory. And we have to find a way to manage it and actually get out of our own way while we're in it. Okay. Steady action is going to be needed so that we can roll with the momentum that's needed in order to get the results that we want and build long-term foundations. So we can't cut corners. Right? No skimping out. We're either all in or let's not do it. Okay? Trying to control the outcome of something is going to be a tremendous detriment to us. We want to be in flow and just see what's presenting and then roll with that. Life is meant to be experienced in that way so that we're constantly in an evolutionary state of being. So, looking for the joy in life is what's going to take us higher. If we wake up every morning and think about what's going to make me smile today? What's going to be a feel-good moment for me today, right? Maybe it's like me in the morning. I sit down with my cup of coffee or my cup of tea, I sit on the sofa, start to get into that meditative zone. I'm breathing, and as I'm breathing, I'm looking out the window and I see the crazy squirrels playing and they're jumping and they're running and they're bouncing and they're just hilarious. And then the crows come in, and then the crows are scavenging the area looking for more peanuts because I threw out peanuts the other day. So they're looking for more of those, right? Those are the feel-good moments. Those are the ones that are putting a smile on my face that at the end of the day is going to bring me to that place that I want to be. And then it's going to be my job to be able to sustain those higher feels, right? That higher level everything. And it's going to be very, very important. So being flexible to what is presenting is going to be very important, right? It's why I didn't get upset when the unicorn pendant looked like it wasn't coming to me. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's not meant for me. And then I could open that pathway that made sure that it was coming to me because I didn't have resistance to what was. And I opened the realm of possibilities. And next thing I knew, it was coming to me like the dumpster, right? I didn't get upset about it, going like, oh, this is going to be such a hardship. I've got to drag two garbage cans all the way out there to the street, blah, 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 right? It's okay. It's going to be great. It's going to be even better, right? And that's how we have to think about it. So this time that we're in is all about manifesting, but right now it's about planting those seeds. As the energy is transitioning, right? As we're in endings and culminations, because that has not shifted, it has not ended. As we're in endings and culminations, we need to plant seeds. Can we do that at the same time? Or are we tied to the heaviness of the letting go? We have to be able to free ourselves from the heaviness of what we think we need to carry, right? Remembering also at the same time that every soul is here for their own experience. We can be a support system to everybody that we encounter, for everything that we encounter, for all souls, no matter what designation they've taken, whether it's a person, place, or a thing. But we don't have to take the responsibility as if it was our right to save it, to, harbor it in any way, shape, or form, right? Maybe we're simply a hand assisting, supporting, or whatever, where is needed. And when we remember that, we're not feeding into the energy of the distortion. If something shows up in your reality and triggers you in a way that makes you cry, have the cry. Let yourself go there. Right? It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's just what's needed in the moment. And sometimes things will come into our life that we need to handle, that we need to work through, that could not give us that experience in any other way. It's got to be that way. So this is such a powerful time right now for us to move forward. I can't express it enough. It's going to feel strange because for the last umpteen years, 17, 18, whatever, we've been playing in emotional turbulence as the energies were in the signs of earth and water, and then now moving into fire and air. Right? So, fire and air, much lighter, much faster, not as dense. For those used to the density, this energy might feel a little uncomfortable, might make you feel a little confused, might make you feel like you don't know what to do next, right? Anybody out there struggling with that? You wake up in the morning and you have all of these ideas running through your head. There's 10,000 ideas, and you're thinking, I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do that, and I want to do this. And then something else pops up, and you're like, well, I want to do that too. And then you realize, like, there's only so much time in the day. I can't do it all. What am I going to do? Plus, maybe I have to work, right? And it was like me today, my phone on the fritz. I couldn't get in touch with people. And then people are, texting me and everything. And I'm like, oh, I want to pull my hair out of my, okay, 1 second, take a breath. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. Let's just leave it at what it is, right? Let me just 1 second. Nancy says, I'm sorry I have to leave early. Thank you so much. I'm a Leo. Yeah, Leo. You're going to feel this. So I have a lot of changes coming. Thank you. Stay warm. Thank you so much. Yeah, heated blankets are cool. I just, I'm not really sure I could sleep in one. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of prefer the cold. But that's a good idea. I do have two blankets on my bed, so I will be okay. But thank you for thinking of me and sharing that with me. But fire signs, yeah, you guys are going to feel this the most because you've been waiting in the water, right? You've been waiting in the muck and the mire, and now you're going to feel the freedom of it, and it's probably going to feel a little chaotic until you get your bearings like that. That cage opening in the hot air balloon can now go. up, you know? And so there's a lot going on. And anybody out there that's a Capricorn, I know Rob, you are, it's, you're going to feel this energy of this new moon. You know, it's going to really focus you to look at what it is that you're not allowing yourself to create. So there might be a distraction with little things. I'll do the up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do these little things. I'm going to get all of this done because that big thing, don't know if I'm ready for it yet. I don't know if I'm ready, but I'm going to do these little things first, right? And then what happens? The little things don't get done because there's like 10,000 of them, and then you're not sure where to start, right? So I say do the big thing. And then after you've accomplished the big thing, look back at the little things and go, do I even want to bother with? Maybe I don't even want to mess around with those because they're kind of irrelevant now that I've tackled the big thing, right? But we'll go to the little things first because we don't realize we can go to the big thing, right? It's this game that we play. Why we do this, it ties into the matrix and you know how the soul can stay small so that you know it's like defeating the purpose of our ascension, right? Our soul's descension into the physical, really. So this is the energy at hand now. This moon is like a marker. It's a marker for how this the rest of this year is going to be a very big year. We have two eclipses coming in, I think the end of February and then the beginning of March. The one in March is in, I think it's in the sign of Virgo. That is going to completely close out whatever was started by you, by us, by me in September of 2024. So think back to September of 2024 and see what it was that you might have tried to get going or did get going. What I know for me, it was all about my move here. You see? So, me thinking that there's a move coming might be tied into this moon culminating this experience, finalizing this experience, completing it, if that makes sense. Okay. So, it's very powerful times, very. And because the energies are so high, there's also going to be a lot of people departing the earth at this time, too. Okay. Try not to get in your head about it. Souls are departing because their work here is done. It should be a celebration for that transition. I know that's very hard sometimes to understand. You know, I went through the loss of both of my parents years back. It was my grandmother. Before that, it was my grandfather. It's never easy. You know, I've lost, a few cats, you know, things that I loved, people that I loved in my life. It's never easy. But I've come to really understand that when the soul is done here, it finds an exit point. Okay. And we can't stop that. We want to, or we want to think of it in a different way. We just can't stop that. You know, the other day, I read a message from this guy who's an astrologer. I was following for a little bit on YouTube, very smart guy, you know. And then I felt like something was off, something wasn't right. And then he posted that he saw it in his chart when he was doing his chart that he was going to have a health issue. Turned out he had a brain tumor. He ended up with brain cancer. And so, you know, I said, I know cancer better than I know anything else, right? Having gone through it twice, working with so many people, my mom, getting her in remission, so many people. I'm like, you know, I can't donate money to his cause, but I can donate my time and services. So I reached out to him and I said, hey, you remember me? We had a brief interaction here and whatnot. I'm like, and you were telling me in my chart, like, you know, that I'm such a valuable healer and everything. I was like, well, I don't know if you know like what I do for a living, but this is what I do. And I spit it all out. And I'm like, you know, my ability with cancer won me an all expenses paid trip to, Europe to the UK for 3 weeks because the people were so grateful that I helped them with cancer, yada, yada, yada. And his response back to me was, wow, that sounds very intriguing. He said, I'm going for chemo and doing some other stuff until the end of October. I think that was like the second week in October. I reached out to him and he said, I'll circle back with you then. And I said, okay. I said, but in the meantime, how about I make a meditation for you while you're going through the chemo? I find that to be very, very successful and helpful with my clients when I do that. Never responded to me, right? Never responded to me. So I was like, okay, well, you know the story about the guy who is in the flood and standing on top of his house, and he's like, no thanks. The motorboat comes by, no thanks. I'm waiting for God to save me. Now the helicopter comes through, no thanks. I'm waiting for God to save me, right? I was like, okay, whatever. I know you don't know me from a hole in the wall, but if you want the help, whatever. I see a post from him. Now it's a couple months later. I see a post from him that says that he was taking a medication and started creating seizures. And I was like, no, brain tumors, consciousness. You're open, but you're not open. And there's something blocking you there. There's something that you can't find forgiveness for. So the seizures are when the consciousness is like, we're not in alignment with this life. This life doesn't seem like it. We're capable of managing it. We're capable of interacting with it. So we start having seizures, right? It's like a direct relation to the fear that we hold of life, because something in life is feeling very ominous and scary. So I saw that and I thought to myself, yeah, unfortunately, it feels like he's setting himself up for departure with that, doesn't it? Right? Like everybody's in agreement here. It feels like that. Yeah. It's very hard for me to see that because I'm like, I offered the help, right? I offered the help because he did something for me. I wanted to repay and give him the help back. And I'm like, listen, we could do one session or we could do 100 sessions. I don't really care. I know how to heal this. I'm certain I can help you. Certainty, right? Like, who am I? I am certain I can help you. And it wasn't received. And I thought to myself, well, isn't that interesting? Like, back when I was first doing Reiki, like back in 2005, I would have taken that very personal. And I would have, been very blown out by somebody not wanting a healing gift and everything. Now I recognize, oh, it's the soul's choice. His soul is already making the choice. It's making the decision. And then I saw a post from him 2 days ago. Because he hasn't been posting any videos or anything else. And he said, I'm making my 2026 year ahead free for everybody. It crashed the system. So now it's not available to anybody, but I'm making it free for everybody because I don't want to charge for it. I'm not really sure if I'm going to be able to continue here or if I'm coming back. And I thought, that choice has already been made. It's right there. The soul knows what it's doing. The soul knows when it has to, it has to push the button and open the trap door, for the human to unfortunately exit, right? But this is what happens. And so when we come across something like that, and we're in a situation where, we want to give our most. We want to give our all. We want to give our best to somebody. And it just, doesn't seem like it's possible or it's not working or it's not happening. Please free yourself from any type of responsibility that you needed to do anything more than maybe what you did, or even have a well wish for somebody's recovery or well-being or a desire for them, right? Because at the end of the day, it's never, ever, ever going to be up to the human. It's going to be to the soul and what the soul blueprinted for and what the soul contracted for and how the soul came here to have the experience in this lifetime. Okay. And I have to say this because this is going to be a rough period. This is going to be a period of transition that we're going to be going through. Okay. And so sometimes people get the wake up call and then it's just like the poke. Are you paying attention? Are you freaking your energy's in the toilet. Let's realign. So you're not paying attention. We tried to do this. You didn't pay attention. We tried to, are we going to give you this? We're going to throw this at you to shake you awake, right? And we know when something's not meant to take us down or something's not meant to take us offline, right? But there's those times where the soul is just not on the path it came here to be on. There's too much dense creation, and that human does not know how to recover. And we have to honor that journey. This is very hard for me to say because I know it's hard for people to hear this, but we have to honor that journey. We can't not honor it. And we have to be allowing in whatever way, right? And not hold a judgment. That's the worst thing we could do is judge how it turned out or how it went down, right? It's not up to us to do that. So take yourself out of the mix. If you are dealing with something, I don't know who it is that needs to hear this, but if you're dealing with something that's in that alignment, let it go. Let it go. And let go of any judgment that you should have, or you could have, or you would have, or anything like that, because it's where the soul is needed to head, and that's really how it works. Okay, so alleviate the responsibility to it. Know that you supported in beautiful energy for whatever is meant to play out, no matter what it was, if it was an animal or if it's a human. A situation or a circumstance, right? I mean, I lost the chicken that time, and then from the chicken, I lost four quail in a row, one a week, four. And I thought to myself, geez, this how it's going to be like? I'm going to lose every bird in this coop. Like, what is this? But those chickens, those quail, they didn't have the right attitude to be here. I could tell every time I went in there, they're like, this sucks. I hate being here, right? Even the chicken, I freaking hate it, man. And she'd get broody. She'd sit on the eggs, didn't want to get up. And I'd be like, come on, get up. You got to get up. No, don't touch me. I don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. And then finally agonized the peacock to the point where, I thought he was going to take her out. And then I took her out, fixed that up, only for her to be taken out by the raccoon, right? Because the soul just didn't want to be here anymore, didn't want to do it anymore. And it didn't matter what I tried to do, right? It wasn't on my time to try and fix or resolve this. Sometimes we have to just know our limitations, let go, be clear about that, right? Yeah. And do it with love, the greatest love and compassion ever, ever. Because that's really what it takes, the most immense love and compassion. To remove yourself from the mix of somebody else's, circumstances that they're not present for. They're not paying attention. The soul has had enough and it wants to depart for whatever reason. Or it knows it has to depart because if it doesn't depart, the people that it's staying behind with are going to be suffering in some way, shape, or form. So sometimes it has to go, right? Like that soul has to go. So, let yourself off the hook for whatever you're thinking, for whatever you're feeling, right? And know that you are holding the love that's needed in every circumstance, in every situation, especially for yourself. All right. So anybody out there have anything that you want to talk about or feel like you need to suss out before we go that you would like to just throw out and get some help or assistance with? Because I know these energies are pretty big. Nobody has anything? Joanne? All right, you have to unmute yourself.
Just quickly, from I just missed the last couple of minutes, but so from what you were saying before, and since my parents went within a 7 month period of time, their soul, that was when they were meant to go.
Absolutely. And seven is such a spiritual number. It's
Really?
such a highly, like Arlene is, yeah, she's like, yeah, sister. Seven is such a spiritual number. It is like a high level. It's like a Christ number. So, yeah. So that's pre-planned. It's predestined.
It's
I'm
like
going to
seven
go, and
everywhere.
then you're going to just do what you need to do before you get ready to come and join me. Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot to swallow, but
Yeah.
I know that. And because we lost my aunt and we had to put an animal to sleep, so I
Yeah,
really.
but every all souls went together. How beautiful
Right.
is that? I mean,
Yes.
we
Yes.
humans get in our
Yeah.
head and then we get in the morning and then we can't handle it and we think they should have stayed, but they're in a party on the other side. They did what they came here to do, and sometimes they had nothing more to do. You have to
Right.
remember the soul comes here with a job in mind, right? This is my book of my blueprint. It's my soul blueprint. This is what I'm here to do, right? It's 1,001 pages. When I get to the 1,001 page, I'm done with what I came here to do. Don't need to do anything more, and then we'll talk about it. Or sometimes, like in the case of my mother knew if she stayed, it would probably be a detriment to me because I'd have to figure out how to manage her and her health because she did not want to come back to New York for treatment, which meant that while I was going through the divorce, which I had to be in New York for, I would have probably had to move to North Carolina and live with her. It was a lot going on, like a lot of garbage going on at the same time, and then problems with my brother. And she just knew leaving would free me to do what I needed to do.
Yeah, I
Because
think my
her
mother knew
staying
that.
here would bog me down. So
Yeah.
she knew that, right?
We
But
talked,
don't
right.
think she's not around every day when I'm asking for a sign or this or that, and I see 729, which is her birthday, all day long. And not to be outdone now, my father's figured out, hey, I've got to come into the mix. So I see 619 all day long, right? And then I'm talking to a client student the other day who's with me for, spiritual higher learning, and she says, what is it with your father's here? And I was like, oh, that's interesting because dad never comes through to anybody. And she's like, yeah, he's saying something about the bathroom. I was like, that's because I talk to him every day in the shower. Every time I take a shower, I'm talking to my father. Why is that? I don't know, because sometimes he's a very quiet soul. So maybe the portal in the shower opens up that ability to connect and talk to him or whatever. But like that was spot on, Am I sad about it? Hey, I would love to have him in the physical and be able to, at this stage in my life, experience him in his stage of his life. But no, if this is how I can have him, we have such a great relationship.
I just get confused sometimes because I got a lot of people to talk to now. So who do I talk to when? Do you know?
Well, you're talking to everybody always, right?
Okay.
Everybody always. Some people, it's their job to respond to you. Some people
Okay.
it's not, right? Some people cross over and become a guide for us. Not all of them do. Some of them do, some of them don't, right? And how you'll know is you ask for signs, say, hey, who's with me now? And then look, are you seeing their birthday number someplace on a license plate, on the time, on a sign, on a whatever? And the more you see that number repeating constantly, then you know, like, oh, they must be one of my guides.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I had told you about the sign I got from my father already. So, yeah, I am thankful, and I'm also, I think, too thankful that I had them for as long as I had them for.
Exactly,
Because I'm not
exactly,
young. I'm not, I don't say nothing negative about
exactly.
myself, you know?
Oh my God, yes, exactly. As long as you have them, because believe me, sometimes a soul is just ready to go. And then, it has to make a decision like, well, we came here and we thought it was going to be this way, but now spontaneously we've decided it's going to be this way because it would be in everybody's best interest who's still living on the earth for us to do this, right? Like, yeah. And we have to be grateful for that because we don't realize the gift in it sometimes. And that's hard. And I know it's hard. And I know it's painful. I do understand that. But I have trained myself over the years to feel the joy in it. Because if we're not feeling the joy in it, we're shutting down our intuitive ability, right? Our ability to connect in and to grow through the experience that they're offering us in their departed state, right? So if we're not taking that opportunity to grow, we're shutting it down. And then we're saying, I can't be present for this because the pain of it is insurmountable, and I'm going to stay in my human mind and think about my suffering.
No, I can't do that.
And not see the beauty in the gift that they had chosen.
Correct,
Does
correct.
that make sense for everybody? So we have to be loving and honor that. But if you start to notice, animals and humans starting to cross over, this would be the time because this energy cannot support that lower dense field anymore. So whoever's not meant to be here, whoever's not going to evolve, they didn't choose that. That's going to be the pathway.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you for,
You're welcome.
telling my story in the last class also.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. You're at.
I know where they are, and I accept that where they are, and I accept that they had to go. I accept that.
Absolutely. That acceptance actually helps them on the other side. When we're in tremendous grief, we actually hold them earthbound because they cannot resolve their creation here, right? If they depart and we're so grief-stricken that on the other side, it may seem like their departure has now invoked an opportunity for us to accidentally depart because we're so consumed with grief, we're not paying attention. Or if their departure has invoked an opportunity for us to dismantle ourselves in some way that might be harmful to us, they're holding themselves accountable on the other side.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
So, right? I mean, everybody understands this. So we
That's
want
terrible.
to be a liberator, right?
That's terrible.
And see this in its perfection.
Right. They lived till their 90s. They lived, they did their whatever their sole purpose was here. And I know where they are, and I have full faith that they're fine. I have full faith in them. And
Very good.
I'm thankful that I had them for as long as I did.
Exactly.
And I,
Exactly.
you know, we were caregivers. I feel a little lost now because I don't, but now I can do more things for myself and focus on.
Absolutely. And it's time.
Yes,
It's
it is
time.
time
You
now.
could see the energies are shifting. It's
Yes.
now time for you. It's time for us.
Thank you, Maureen.
Arlene is saying they need us to celebrate them instead of grieving too long because
They do.
so they can do their next cycle. Exactly. I wish people would understand this.
Yes.
It's not a lack of compassion to see joy in someone crossing over because we have been so dumbed down into the death cycle, into believing, oh, death is a bad thing, or death is this, or death is that. That is the furthest. We should celebrate the transcendence of that soul to its next journey, right? If
Right.
they have departed the earth plane, they're ready for their next journey, whatever that's going to be. But our grief and victim nature keeps them earthbound.
You know what? They wouldn't want that anyway. They would not want it anyway.
No, once the soul crosses over and it goes through its life review and it understands the nature of its creations here, it really wants nothing more than the best for the souls that it's left behind
I
in the
know.
highest way,
I
because
know.
then it really becomes clear because there is no more veil, right? There's no more density blocking the consciousness. The consciousness is what is.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
God
that's just
bless.
powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anybody else? No, everybody is good. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. All right. I think we're going to end it here then. Thank you all so much for joining tonight. I really appreciate your presence. Thank you, Arlene. I know you can't talk because you've had some surgery on your mouth. So we're all sending you loving, healing light, and we're holding you in the highest so that you can heal and you recover and everything is right and perfect and forward moving for you. All right. We love you so much. All right, guys, I love you. Thank you so much for joining here. Remember, you are the divine. There is nothing outside of you. You are the divine. You are the divine. Keep saying that. I am the divine so that you understand you are the creator of the creation. There is nothing outside of you. Stop asking people what you should do. Okay? It is all you. You are the perfection in every moment. Okay? Know that, embrace that, hold that, keep that. Go out there and be amazing. I love you so much. I will see you at our next live next month. Take care. Love you
Love you,
all.
Maria. Love
Bye-bye.
you.
Bye.
Thank you.